Country 102.5, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown. Joining us right now, we have a very special guest. He's got a song out right now called Beer Can't Fix with John Party. He also has another song out that we've been playing a lot of. It's called Be a Light, featuring Reba McEntire, Hillary Scott, Chris Tomlin, and Keith Urban. Right now, joining us, it's Thomas Rhett. Hey, Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are y'all this morning?
Doing good.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, especially with everything that's going on. How are you handling it?
Yeah, I mean, we're good. I mean, it's kind of become a cliche saying, but kind of a new normal, and, you know, just trying to take it one day at a time and appreciate, you know, the day that's kind of with us right now and looking forward to, you know, getting back on the road. So,
well, especially with a growing family too, you must have the most quality time you ever would have imagined.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can't, this, I've never been home this long, I don't think in like 10 years, you know, which is kind of sad when you think about it, but it really has been amazing to really get to kind of hone in and try to be the best dad I can be and best husband I can be. And it's pretty amazing to be able to, you know, to wake up every single day with your girls and put them to bed every single night. And it really has kind of been somewhat of a blessing in disguise for us.
Do you sing to them at night when they're going to bed?
Sometimes I start singing and Ada James tells me to stop.
No, really?
Sometimes I'll start singing and
yeah, well, because no matter how big of a star you are, you know, to your kids, you're just dad. It doesn't matter how big you are.
Oh, and all the country fans out there are like, Thomas Rhett can sing to me as I'm going to sleep. Thank you very much.
I sing to baby all the time, to Lennon. She falls asleep pretty good when I sing to her. So.
Oh, that's sweet. I actually saw this really cool thing that you, Matthew from Old Dominion, and Shane McAnally did. You did this really cool Zoom conference where you're talking about the songs that you had written. And I was so inspired because I think a lot of people right now are taking the time to create for the first time. You know, they might not be a songwriter or a poet, but they're like, I have a lot of feelings that I want to kind of get out. So that was really cool to watch. But how has it been for you? Are you writing more now than you ever have?
Yeah. And I thought when I was on the road, I was writing more than I ever have. But I'm doing, like, you know, it's been weird not being able to see anybody. But at the same time, you know, I feel like I've gotten way more creative. Like, I've learned how to, you know, record my own vocals and learned how to build a demo and been writing with people over Zoom. And, you know, it's forced me actually to become a better musician, a better songwriter, a better singer. When you do have this much downtime, you know, like I feed the baby at like 11 o'clock at night. My wife goes to bed at 9. So from like 9 to 11.
Yeah. Yes. Producer Thomas Rhett in the house.
Yeah,
never stop working.
My next record might be called, you know, From the Basement. So we'll see.
Oh my gosh. That would be amazing.
So let's talk about recording with John Party. You recorded Beer Can't Fix. What was it like recording that? Because it's impossible to work in a studio now. You'd have to record that separate. What did you, like, do it over Zoom or something?
No, it was separate. I wrote this song when I was out in California, right, with a couple different people. And after we finished this chorus, I was just like, this song feels so much like John Party that I just have to send it to him. And so I sent it to him. And he texted back and was like, man, when can I put my vocal on this?
That's great.
He went into the studio with my producer the next week and put his vocal on it. And it was done, man. It was one of the easiest asks, you know, for a duet that I've ever been a part of in the music business. But
do you normally get pushback from artists who want to do duets with you?
Well, no, it's just, you know, sometimes it always has to go through management and labels and timing and all that kind of stuff. And John was just like, I don't care, I'm singing on it. But that's totally John's personality, too. It turned out so cool, and we got to shoot a cool music video down in Key West. And man, it's just always more fun when you make music with your buddies.
It's crazy because you guys have such different styles, but at the same time, you sound like you are just, you know, in the same groove, you know?
I know.
When you record that song.
And then you have the Be a Light right now with some heavy hitters, Reba, Hillary Scott from Lady A, Chris Tomlin, and Keith Urban. I mean, how did that all come about? And did you write that or did someone else?
Yeah, no, I wrote it. I wrote it last year. I was actually on the road on my Canadian run, and I think I had to go to meet and greet in like 10 minutes, and we had just started the song, and I was like, y'all, we have to finish this when I get back from meet and greet, and we finished it in like an hour. It's
wow.
Like when you have what you want to say, it somehow it just falls out when it's supposed to, you know?
Yeah.
And we didn't really think, I didn't know if this song was going to be on a new album or what was going to happen. But
I would have assumed that you wrote it when this all started happening, but it was more that you had the song and it was almost like it was waiting for the right moment to be released.
You know, I would say about in March when everything started to get really serious in America, it kind of seemed like, you know, this song at the very least could just be a beacon of light for people who are going through a really tough time with family members or just feeling kind of alone, being alone all the time. And so we just decided to release it, you know, on my birthday on March 30th. And so, you know, before the recording process, I was like, man, how much cooler would this be with some of my heroes and idols in the music business? And so I texted all these people, and, you know, within 3 weeks, which is very rare to get artists to get all in the studio at the same time together. So
especially now.
Reba went to my producer's house. Chris did. Keith did. Hillary Scott did. And when I heard it from the first time, it about brought me to tears, just knowing, you know, how much these artists mean to me and how much they supported, you know, the message that I wanted to portray. And I've been, you know, honestly super overwhelmed at the response of this song and seeing people making drone videos of sidewalk chalk in their neighborhoods, writing "Be a Light" all over their neighborhood, and hospital workers holding up signs saying "Be a Light." It's really been a super.
Yeah, and it's brought tears to our eyes too, in such a good way.
Absolutely, Thomas Rhett, thank you so much for joining us here on Country 102.5. Go back to making amazing music. You're making some of the best during this horrible time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.